Well, we had some areas along the coastal line that had catastrophic damage, and so crews are having to go back in and basically rebuild infrastructure, and that that can take some time. We want to make sure that we do it safely, but at the end of the day, you know, our focus 100% is to get the lights back on as quickly as we can.
And when you talk about infrastructure, you're talking about the main service lines, the high voltage lines, or as you call them, the term just slipped out of my head.
Distribution lines.
So those are you are experiencing that some of the problems that you're having in places like Currituck and into Elizabeth City.
Yeah. For example, we have along the causeway into mm-hmm. Mandio, we've got 17 broken poles there. We have 22 bucket trucks and 3 auger trucks that are situated there all day today and most likely a good part of the day tomorrow. And their focus will be getting those poles replaced and then about 20 spans of wire restrung before we can get all the customers back on.
And that, of course, is what feeds Manio and Juan Cheese. And I know you've been able to redirect some power up to the north end of Roanoke Island. And is that Dominion? I know, you know, one thing about that area is it's kind of one way in, one way out with power. But are you able to coordinate with the other power companies in the area? Because I know, you know, Dominion feeds Tideland EMC and Cape Hatteras EMC for distribution. Are you guys able to kind of coordinate to maybe backfeed power so that if they've got it, you can get it to the folks?
Yeah, we're working very closely with the co-ops and the municipalities to make sure that we can get the lights back on as quickly as possible. There will be some, I'll give you an example, in that Roanoke Island area, we have a secondary feed to serve Roanoke Island. And at that location, there are 4 to 5 broken poles. Mm-hmm. We've got 10 bucket trucks and 3 augers, a whole contingent of crews that are working today to get that line restored. So even though on the causeway we may be there for 2 days working to get all those 17 poles and the 20 spans of wire back up, the secondary, the alternate feed to serve Roanoke Island, we are also working at the same time, and we should have that circuit back and repaired before the end of the day today, and that will provide a secondary electric service to the Roanoke Island area.
Let's turn our focus on Currituck County. We're getting reports in the area in Kerala, and then on the mainland, you've got a pretty significant number of customers out. Any specifics you can share as far as in Currituck County?
I don't have any specifics about Currituck County, except to say that I know that we had as of this morning, let's see, about...
I know it was a little over 10,000 this morning.
And
now
two
it's
of
a
them
about,
right here.
I'll say, but and at that last check, it was about 9,700 for Currituck. So the number's been about steady since, you know, we started actually from about 10 o'clock last night to what it is right now.
Yeah, and we're going to see more progress as the day goes on today. Some of the locations our crews are working, it's going to take several hours for them to make repairs. But once they make repairs, they'll be able to get a large block of customers on at a time. So we're going to see that number really decline as the day goes on today.
Now, the one thing that you guys are stressing and we're trying to stress as well is safety. And one of those safety things is staying away from down power lines and treating them like they're energized. We just actually posted a story at obxtoday.com showing a power line on the ground in Collington Harbor yesterday burning. Our very own Moose recorded that, and we're getting ready to upload video right now from where you were just talking about on the causeway with those crews out there that our own Missy Smith just shot. But that's something very important, because a down power line now may not be hot, but once you guys start getting the work done and getting restoration efforts, there's no telling if something could pop back up just because of the way the circuits. You can't cut everything off the circuit sometimes.
Right. You've really raised a very, very important point, and that is safety for the public. If there are any power lines that are on the ground, We urge customers to report it so that we can put somebody at that location to keep the public safe until the lines are restored. So the best way to report the outage is to call our toll-free number. It's 1-866-DOM-HELP. And you need to speak with an agent, speak with somebody who is going to ask some very specific questions about where the wire is down and what's in the vicinity. But we tell our customers to stay at least 30 feet away from any wire that is down on the ground just to avoid the potential of any hazard.
And one tip that I always give whenever we have major power outages around the area, and people look at me like I've got three heads when I say it, but then in the end it makes sense. We always tell people, turn on the porch light switch. And why would I say that? Because that way you guys know, hey, we got power on this street, but maybe that house has got a damaged meter or a connection to the grid. That's a good way to do that. So turn that power, the light switch on your porch light. And when it comes on, you know you got power, but it helps you guys know, hey, everybody on this street's got power. We can go to the next one.
That's great advice. Yes. Thank you so much for communicating that.
We're speaking with Leah Anderson with Dominion Power. Again, going back to the restoration effort, and then we'll let you go in just a moment. But what you're saying is in different locales like Currituck County and some other surrounding areas, there's a certain process they're going through right now where it might take a few hours to repair what's happening, but once they get those repairs made, there'll be large drops in the number of people who are without power. You know, currently almost at 10,000, you're saying that number could drop significantly?
Yeah. So in that Currituck County area you asked me about, we had 18,600 customers that were impacted. Currently we're at about 9,600 that still remain without power. Part of the process that we're going through now is we've got patrollers in the field. The patrollers are driving around looking for where we have damage, and they're inputting into their it's a tablet they have in the vehicle with them. They're inputting information specific about what the damage is at that location. They are inputting information like we have 3 spans of wire down and 4 broken poles, and that information is sent to our operations team back at the office, and they're loading up, making sure that the trucks that are going to those locations have the proper equipment on them and the devices that are needed to make the final repairs. And that just speeds up the restoration process. But we're still in that patrolling phase right now. So while there are some crews out repairing damage and replacing poles, there is another set of people that are out there looking at damage. Some of this may be behind properties that can't be visible from the street, and so they're identifying where the damage is and the extent of the damage and the type of materials needed so that trucks roll up on the scene and are fully prepared to begin the restoration work.
So they're still in the fact-finding part of this mission in many cases.
Yeah, remember that, I mean, when you think back, the storm has only come through 24 hours ago. So within that 24-hour period, we are still looking and assessing and determining, you know, where there are damage spots. And so we are finding things that on first glance, you know, with the light of day this morning, maybe weren't noticeable. And so this damage assessment crew will be out there throughout until we get all the lights back on, making sure that we haven't missed any customers. But another thing that customers can do related to that is if you are without power, don't assume that your neighbor has reported it. So the easiest way to report an outage, if you haven't done it yet, is to go to the website and using any mobile device that you have, just enter in your information, your address, so that we're aware that you're without power.
And again, they're still working on the whole situation. I mean, is it feasible that it may take several days to get everyone's power back? I mean, I'm not going to pin you down on an exact number, but would that be a possibility?
Yeah, I don't have the specific restoration time for every customer home or every business. But what we're hearing from our operations center is that they expect to work throughout the day today and throughout the day tomorrow.
Sam?
Jody, I think that's about it. I got some people getting us information from Hyde County. So,
I hear you. Well, I tell you what, we've been talking to Lehi Anderson with Dominion. Lehi, we do appreciate your time and your candid answers. We appreciate that a whole bunch.
Thank you. And you all, thank you so much for taking the time to give your listeners good information. You all are a wealth of information yourselves. Thank you so much.
Thanks.